If you want to participate in a 5K run or a long bike ride, all you have to do around here is wait for the next Saturday. But not everybody wants to run or get on a bike. The nonprofit organization Bridges to Wellness in Siloam Springs has designed a way to introduce or reintroduce people to exercise, even if running or biking is not part of the plan. WellFest, scheduled for this Saturday at Bob Henry Park in Siloam Springs, will have running and biking elements, but other ways to move too, like volleyball, yoga, taekwondo. Emerson Goodwin, the executive director of Bridges to Wellness, says Saturday's slew of events is billed as a day in motion.
Well, as a health network trying to promote physical activity and better nutrition, we thought we needed a call to action to get people excited about embracing physical activity. As you know, too many of us don't get enough physical activity. We're trying to say, well, listen, we don't really care whether you walk, run, cycle, whatever it is you like to do to get movement. Come on out on this day. Let's bill it as a day in motion and see if we can get you reconnected to the cornerstone of good health, which is physical activity. And then we have culinary delights. And so we come in and have a cooking demonstration of healthy food so that we can learn how to prepare, order out, and purchase good quality food for ourselves.
Sitting in his office in downtown Siloam Springs last week, Emerson Goodwin explained how the mission of the nonprofit organization has two tentpoles: get people moving and get people eating better. Almost a year ago, Bridges to Wellness opened an outdoor gym in Siloam Springs, a free, casual way to get a workout without having to travel too far. Saturday's WellFest takes some of those same concepts, like a low or no-cost approach and a no-intimidation layout, and then adds a we're-in-this-together element.
The research shows that people are more likely to get started, stay at it, and come back to it if they stop their behavior change around physical activity or better nutrition, if they do it with a team. And so this whole idea is to set the team, get the team in motion, get the community in motion.
There are chances to compete at WellFest: an individual and corporate 5K run, 10 and 50-mile bicycle rides, and a sand volleyball tournament, and, new for this year, a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. But other events are competition and registration free, except for the competition that you could have with yourself. Goodwin says he hopes there will be some participants at WellFest using the day as a springboard to keep track of how easy it is to incorporate some amount of physical activity even into a busy lifestyle.
If you're on the couch and that has been your home, but you don't want it to be your home, then let's put on some tennis shoes. Doesn't have to be fancy. Walk out the door, turn right, walk down 10 minutes, come back 10 minutes. That's a 20-minute walk. Can we do that 3, 4, 5 times a week? Then can we expand it? Can we do more? Because it's essentially the formula is eat better, move more.
This sort of communal effort takes a buy-in, of course. Anybody driving through Siloam Springs in the past couple of weeks could see evidence that there has been a big buy-in on the front end of this year's WellFest. Almost every store has a poster in its window, and just about every bank marquee or digital sign is a reminder of the event. Emerson Goodwin says a large participation ride Saturday can mean good things for the city, even beyond better health.
When people get out and they're walking and running, doing yoga and taekwondo and all the things that goes on, there's 15 different events in this one day that you have an opportunity to connect on a different level than if everybody's coming in and they're behind their desk or they're focused on their job that day. Health is a great equalizer.
He quickly adds WellFest is open to people who live outside of Siloam's city limits. Last year, people from surrounding cities, Oklahoma, and even further away came to WellFest. Part of the attraction is not just the moving, but the cooking. Area chefs, including two from nearby 28 Springs Restaurant and a dietitian, will offer 4 free cooking demonstrations on the hour from 9 a.m. until noon.
We get to see how we can make different changes in foods that we eat, and we can cut down on salt, sugar, and calories.
Registration for the runs, the bike rides, and tournaments is available online at bridgestowellness.org. There is also a Facebook page. Early registration discounts expire at the end of business tomorrow. In addition to the events already mentioned, there are classes or demonstrations in yoga, CrossFit training, Zumba, pickleball, and taekwondo, even, in fact,
hula hoop, even. And it's a blast. I can't hula, but it's still fun watching people and trying to learn. Everybody laughs when I try.
Emerson Goodwin is the executive director of Bridges to Wellness in Siloam Springs. The organization hosts the 2014 edition of WellFest Saturday at Bob Henry Park in Siloam Springs from 7 a.m. until early afternoon. And there is a direct link to even more information, including diagrams of the race courses, at our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.